Hi, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I'm a little sick still, and I'm not at home, and I'm recording from a different mic, because it's not the mic that I usually use. It's a portable one that's USB enabled, but this, I wanted to read the post. This is update number 23, and it's titled, BS MD on vacation at my parents, and my mom gave my sister and I a show. Interesting. So let's jump in. Friends, family, what's poppin'? We've got a short and sweet one today. I don't have much time right now, so let's jump in. For the last few days, mom has been going into the office very early and comes back around 11 or noon. My sister and I have been taking advantage of it and have sex in the mornings. It's been fun. I told my sister I wanted to understand the appeal of having sex around the house, so we've been giving it a try. But I'm still too much of a planner to do that. So now we've hidden clothes around the house in case we need to jump into my parents' bedroom or office to change if mom comes home unexpectedly. My sister has been kind of weird. If that's the adequate word to use, it's like she's actually fully settled into the reality that we're a couple. We act like a couple, talk to each other like a couple. She's even called me babe in front of mom a couple of times. To recover from it, she has also started to call mom babe. Mom made a joke about how she's still figuring out her style, mocking her. Mom called me babe a couple of times, and now, every once in a while, she'll do it unironically. So now, she's been tainted by my incest as well. Wednesday and Thursday were busy for my sister, so mom and I had time to hang out. We're best buds now, just really enjoying spending time together. We're going out for lunch almost every day, going to the movies and hanging out in the hot tub. My sister made a joke about feeling a little jealous that I'm spending all this time with mom. It's a very different relationship. With my sister, there's definitely the sexual and romantic aspect of our dynamic. With mom, it's almost exclusively like hanging out with a really cool friend. Almost. There is the odd time when she'll wear a bikini or bend over that makes me go, dang. But not different from having a hot friend. I made a joke to my sister about regretting not being up when mom was drunk and naked, and my sister said, see, I understand it would be hypocritical for me to be annoyed by that comment, but I'm a little annoyed by that comment. I laughed and told her that for the time being, I'm okay only seeing her, my sister, naked. Let's appreciate a moment of irony as it came out without us being aware of what would happen later in the week. Friday started as a normal day, a little fucking in the morning with a cup of coffee and lunch with mom. In the evening, we were all home. We cooked together and had quite a few drinks. We've been drinking quite a bit with dinner lately. I guess we're bored. For some reason, my sister and I were incredibly horny. She was wearing this particular outfit that was making me lose my mind. My mom was on the phone with dad for the majority of the cooking, and would go in and out of the room a lot. Throughout the evening, whenever mom wasn't in the room, my sister would graze my dick, or I would hold her from behind and she'd wiggle her ass against my crotch. As unsafe as that was, we did make sure to be careful and aware of where my mom was at all times. After eating and cleaning up, we all went into the hot tub. We relaxed and talked for a while. Mom kept complaining about how she missed dad. She explained talking to him left her really craving hanging out with him and added a final note, I'm due. Which, even with the way she behaved lately, it still managed to shock me. This probably only made my sister and I realize we were also due. The conversation continued, and after a while, mom left us for a minute to go pee. As soon as she left, my sister kicked my leg and said, we're both tired. We need to go to bed, and made an ironic, concerned face. I said it was too early to say we'd gone to bed. She looked at me dead in the eye and said, "Well, I'm so tired. I need to go to bed now." I giggled and said, "Oh, in that case, we should go to bed." We waited about 10 or 15 minutes after Mom came back in and said we were both tired and left. Rushing to the room, we locked her door and mine like we'd done before. My sister was going with an extra passion this time, but this additional enthusiasm came at a price of the length of our encounter. We were both done within 10 minutes of coming in my room. I suppose it helped being safe. We got dressed and relaxed in bed for a moment, opening my bedroom door in case Mom came over. After about 30 minutes of relaxing, my sister goes out for a glass of water. A little after, she comes in basically running and giggling, "Oh my God, come, come." We walked over to the living room and could see Mom in the hot tub holding her phone with one hand and clearly masturbating with the other. The lights inside were all off. She couldn't see anything from outside in. We couldn't hear anything coming from the phone, but we could tell she was watching a video. We just stood there quietly watching for about a minute and a half until I told my sister we should probably give her some space. My sister continued looking at Mom for a moment and then looked at me saying, "I'm not sure we're at the place where we're cool with discussing this stuff from when we were doing the thing with Mom and Dad. But back when it was on, I would have gone and joined her. She would have loved it. It actually kind of upset me how much that turned me on, lol. As much as y'all keep telling me, I don't want to fuck my mom. But that was just so hot." My sister walked backward a couple of steps until she got to the couch. She took off her clothes, which at this point was just a t-shirt, sat down and started playing with her pussy. Her pussy was still all messy from before. She only said, "I guess this is the next best thing," then tapped the seat next to her and got me to sit. My dick and I had different responsibilities at this point. He was partying and getting all excited, but I was actually a little upset with my sister and mad at my dick as well, for that matter. "I'm not sure this is being safe about things," I said, like a lame loser. "If Mom gets out of the tub and starts walking here, you can run into the TV room. I'll stay here and tell her I was masturbating to her. It'll sound natural and we'll distract her while you make it to your room." As much as I wanted to say no, my dick was taking over. I took my clothes off, rolled them up in a ball for easier transportation, and sat on the couch next to my sister to masturbate. As I stroked my dick, my sister played with her pussy. About 2 minutes in, Mom puts her phone down and stood up. I grabbed my clothes and ran into the TV room. Before I could make it to my room, I heard my sister whisper, yelling, "Wait, no, come back, come back." I did, and saw my mom was now sitting on the rim of the hot tub, fully undressed, with her legs open. Her phone had been propped up on the opposite side of the hot tub. My sister said that she thought Mom and Dad were in a video call. Mom put up a show for Dad, spreading her pussy open, turning around, spreading her ass cheeks apart. She would rub her pussy for some time and then finger herself, tasting her fingers every once in a while. How is it that with even Dad gone, they managed to have sex around the house? My sister and I were going at it. I was rubbing my sister's pussy and she was stroking my dick. "Fuck it," was my sister's way of warning me that she had made a decision. Her head rushed to my dick and sucked me for a moment. She paused, got on the couch in doggy position, and kept sucking. So now I'm sitting, looking at my mom fingering herself, and had my sister sucking my dick while I rubbed her back and reached out for her pussy a little. My sister popped up to me to give me a kiss and said, "Remember, you're the lookout now," and went back to my dick. As I felt myself getting ready to come, I told her I wanted to go down on her. She got up and told me she didn't think that it was enough time. She got up and then just got on top of me without saying anything. She grabbed my dick and put it inside her. "I'm really trusting that you'll be paying attention here," she said, completely looking away from my mom. Oh, I'm paying attention, don't worry, was my way too honest response. Rocking her hips against my dick, my sister was getting pretty close too. She would use her one hand to play with her clit for short periods of time. My hands were going up and down the sides of her body, cupping her breasts, then out back. She came, a little softer than before, shortly after, but continued to grind. It wasn't long before I came inside her. At this point, Mom was going at it pretty hard. My sister and I just sat and watched as she made herself come for Dad. Immediately after she stopped masturbating to grab the phone, we decided it was time to leave. I really don't know why. Like, I honestly do not know what I was thinking. But I asked my sister if she'd be okay in the living room to wait for Mom, naked, with my cum inside her on the couch. My sister just smiled and said, "Oh, naughty. Okay." As I left, my sister continued playing with herself gently. I went over to the TV room and got dressed. I sat on the couch and waited. The TV room, living room, and kitchen are all technically connected. There aren't really any doors between the rooms, so I was going to be able to hear them talk to each other. Sitting there quietly, I realized I wasn't really sure what my expectations were, or even why I asked her to stay in the first place. But I was excited. A brief moment after, I heard the glass door open, and with it, my mom saying, "Oh, what do we have here?" My sister said, "I came out for a drink and saw you having fun, and I figured I'd enjoy the show." With a tone of voice I'd never really heard my mother speak, she said, "I can tell you were enjoying it. Your pussy's a mess." My sister laughed. Before Mom continued, "Were you interested in joining me? Because I think I got a second go in me." "Oh, I'm done. My pussy's gonna fall off if I go again," was my sister's response. I could hear my mom opening her bedroom door and speaking as she walked in. "Okay, I'll be here if you change your mind." Finally, after a second of silence, she yelled, "Remember to clean the couch with that Lysol wipe." My sister laughed and said goodnight. I cannot explain to you how bizarre that was. When my sister came over, she silently giggled and grabbed my hand. We walked into the room together. She asked, "Well, thoughts?" As if I was going to have a review of what just happened. I couldn't even speak. I was totally dumbfounded. I told her I didn't even know what to say. She was so amused by my reaction. She thought it was the funniest thing in the world. "Gather your thoughts and we can talk about it in the morning," was her way of saying good night before giving me a kiss and going to her room. She's still asleep now, so I guess now it's my moment to gather my thoughts. "Well, I don't know. LOL." Okay. So that was update number 23. And my comment about this post is that I find the dynamic between the mother and daughter very interesting. And also, I feel like the dynamic between Select Gift and his mom and getting close is interesting as well. I think it's good they're getting close. And I feel like it's like it's like an opening of a door, I guess I should say. Hopefully the audio is okay. I think this mic sounds a little different. So, and then I'm also a little congested still. I'm going to go to update number 24. So stay tuned for that. Okay, this is update number 24, titled BSMD on vacation at my parents, and we all got naked. Interesting. Okay, so here we go. Greetings, peeps. I hope you're all doing well. Although this one is shorter than 90% of my updates, every time I write a post, I have a compulsive need to apologize for it being rambly. Having had scrambled thoughts for breakfast over the last few days, it's actually kind of hard to have my ideas in order for this. We'll go day by day. You remember that on Friday, my sister and I had sex, watching my mom masturbate. Without really knowing why, as mom came back inside, I told my sister to stay. I wanted to see what would happen if mom found her naked on the couch masturbating. I really don't know what I was expecting, and I wasn't sure how I felt after. Once I wrote the last post, I dedicated some time to reflect on it. When my sister woke up on Saturday morning, she came over to say hello. While we cooked breakfast together, I was quietly stressing over the fact I still didn't really know how I felt about it. Regardless, I decided to start a conversation by saying, "Okay, so you told me we'd talk about how I feel regarding last night. I've been trying to gather my thoughts, but I really don't know what I'm feeling." LOL, I mean, something more along the lines of gross or that was hot. Nothing much more complicated than that. We don't need a psychological deconstruction of what happened. You gotta learn to relax, man. Laughing, I agreed with her. I do need to learn how to chill. For your own sake, go with the flow. I'm here doing whatever shenanigans you want me to do. If at any point you don't want me to do something, just tell me and I won't. When it comes to mom and dad, I'm yours now. So I won't do anything with them if you ask me to do. I'm sure I've said it a million times, but it's still so surreal that this is my life now. I suppose my sister's right. Playing it by ear has something that has paid off along the way, and something I've had stupid amounts of practice on by now. So, might as well enjoy the fruits of my labor. My mom came home around noon, and we all just hung out for the day. It was a really chill day. As dinner came around, we moved out into the patio. It was early in the evening, and the weather was perfect. We just sat outside for about 3 to 4 hours, talking, laughing. It was most of the two of them making fun of me, LOL, but I'll take whatever I can get. Around 9:30, it started cooling down. I made a comment about it. My sister said, "It's actually supposed to get pretty chilly tonight. Maybe it'd be a good night to go in the hot tub," I quickly responded. "Sure, although I'm not sure how I feel about going after last night. Not before mom runs a cleaning cycle." And with, "What do you mean?" Mom made me realize I had just outed myself about knowing her masturbating in the hot tub. I felt chills starting to swell and damn near shat myself. Ha ha. I may have told him accidentally I walked into you video calling dad last night, said my sister like a true MVP. It genuinely is hard to go through life being so incompetent, LOL, fuck me. He's so lucky his sister's so, like, smart and, like, just on the ball. Lightheartedly, mom said, "Wow, so that's how it is now. There's no privacy in this home anymore. No secrets, no nothing." She then kicked my sister's leg a little too hard to be a joke. I joked that it couldn't have been that private, if she was out there in the hot tub having phone sex with dad. We managed to make it sound like my sister had not told me about the fact that she was masturbating, but that she had been caught just talking dirty over the phone. We joked about that for a bit longer. Shortly after, we decided to get into our swimsuits. Mom and I came back first. My sister got a phone call, so we waited for her around the fire table. While we waited, it was actually pretty cold. The hot tub was warming up, and for some reason, we both just wanted to wait for my sister to get in. Mom was wearing a two-piece. I was wearing my swimsuit and a loose button-up shirt with my sleeves rolled up. My sister was talking on the phone, but it was fairly important. Mom and I eventually sat quietly, starting to shiver a little. Seeing this, I told my mom to join me on the couch. She was sitting on another chair. She came over, sat next to me, and we shared only a blanket that was on the couch. After a moment of silence, I said, "Is it weird if we cuddle?" Almost if my question was weird. And she said, "What do you mean? We cuddle all the time. Why would it be weird?" LOL, I don't know. You're not wearing much, so
so I wasn't sure if it'd be weird if I wanted to cuddle. I'm cold, I replied. She said, oh, I see. No, I'm fine. And also, fucking cold. Putting my arm around her, I squeezed her toward me, and she grabbed both the sides of the blanket and closed them. I wasn't turned on, per se. It was more like I enjoyed it because of how close we had become. But also, it was also a little hot. In total, we waited for my sister for around 15 minutes. We didn't do it for long. When my sister came back, she saw us and said, Jesus, aren't you guys chummy? Mom and I didn't really know what she meant, but put the blanket down in order to go to the hot tub. As we opened the blanket, my sister said, oh, haha, I thought you were naked under the blanket. And we understood what she meant initially. My sister sat down, and we just stayed there for a little longer. I just said, it's funny. I've seen you naked so many times now, but whenever we hang out, I never really realize it. It's almost as if I only see you naked in the duration of those moments. Then I forget about it. Such a fucking weird comment. Like it felt clunky, and it had been a little too long after my sister's comment. Had I taken a moment to think about it, I would have probably thought better of it. As I write this, I can already hear you quick little fingers passionately typing, telling me to fuck my mom already. I'm not there. With my sister, things started happening, and I almost couldn't help but liking her, and there was an emotional connection as well. With my mom, it's more like we just have fun being around each other. It's really different. LOL, but she's also hot. So I enjoy having her around with limited clothes. Almost as if she genuinely didn't know this, she half-jokingly said, when have you seen me naked, you pervert? Are you fucking kidding? Not only did we walk in on you having sex with Dad so many times growing up, but during this visit alone, I caught you two having sex around the house repeatedly. I responded, indignant. My mom laughed and admitted defeat, saying, oh shit, fair enough. It's funny. I never thought about it. I always think of you as the only one that hasn't seen me naked. As she pointed out to my sister, in theory, I don't know anything about why they've done what they did in the past. So the very much staying in character and seeing the opportunity to corner her into telling me about it, I said, wait, why has she seen you naked? What have you guys been up to while I've been gone? My sister just quietly looked at us from her chair as she sips the glass of wine and smirks, almost if she's just being entertained by us. Mom looked at her and giggled and then said, well, we're girls. We don't really have a problem seeing each other naked. We've seen each other naked millions of times. I guess that makes sense, I replied before turning to my sister and asking her, has Dad ever seen you naked? Immediately after I asked this, almost as if my sister was waiting to be addressed, she laughed and said, I'm not part of this conversation. This is all you guys. Mom laughed and said that she knew for a fact that Dad had seen her naked. He's walked in on us and we decided to go in the hot tub together, she added, and then continued, so you're the only loser your dad and I haven't seen naked. I laughed, and before I could reply, my mom asked, have you guys ever seen each other naked? My sister and I were both having drinks, and we both almost choked simultaneously. I froze and didn't really know what to say. My sister, being the smooth one in the team, said, I actually walked in on him jerking off a few days ago. Mom thought this was hilarious and asked for the story. I just sat there as my sister came up with a story about her walking into my room and me jerking off and her being frozen for a moment. After asking a couple more questions, Mom asked if I had ever seen my sister naked. I said she had a tendency of taking her clothes off whenever she got super drunk. This is actually true. She never does this in front of me, but at parties, when she got wasted, she'll flash people. It's only ever been for a second, though. I never, like, had a good look, I said. This conversation was weird. It felt like the type of shit you should be drunk in order to have, but we weren't. I guess each one of us was finding it intriguing. each for different reasons. Mom found the whole thing so funny. It was like just the idea of nudity had its own comedic value. During the conversation, my sister kept giving me looks, just giving me a sly smile every once in a while. When the conversation lulled, my mom said, "Okay, I'm freezing. Let's get into the tub." At this point, I was also super cold. My nipples were so hard I could have cut glass with them. But the conversation had, for some reason, and I'm sure none of us can think of, given me a semi. So, going with the flow, I said, "You know what? I'm fresh out of fucks here." And after that, I took off my shirt. And I took off my shorts. And let my dick hang out for a moment. Both of them stood there for a moment with their mouths open. My mom looked at my sister. And once again, she washed her hands, saying, "Don't look at me. This is your move now." Looking back at my penis, my mom said, "Shit, not bad." And laughed as she took her top off first and followed it by taking off her bottoms. She said, "I'm not the one intimidated," and then looked at my sister in silence. My sister took a second to look at me with a "I can see what you're doing" face. And my mom said, "Actually, you don't need to get naked. I actually just remembered you said he hasn't really seen you naked." Aggressively, my sister reacted, "And let the idiot win? I don't think so," and then proceeded to get naked. I'm having issues now remembering if I've ever seen the two women this hot and naked in the same time. Both of their extremely toned bodies had matching pubic hair, a little trimmed patch above, and an otherwise smoothly shaved pussy. We all just stood there for a moment, just looking at each other. Mainly Mom looking at me, and I looking at her and my sister, just enjoying watching us. It was a hard nipple bonanza, lol. My tiny little hard man nipples reminded me that my semi will only be there for a limited time before the cold air gets to it. So I rush over to the hot tub and jump in. The girls join me. We sat there for a moment and I asked, "Is this weird? Is Dad going to be okay with this?" Mom laughed and said, "Your dad will think it's hilarious. I guess it doesn't feel weird to me because your sister and I are naked around each other all the time, very often." "What the fuck? Just how often are you guys naked around each other?" was the best I could come up with, a question that may get us closer to that topic. In a joking tone, my mom said to my sister, "Oh shit, we've been caught." And then continued with a normal tone, "We're just very comfortable around each other." And she left it at that. We continued the night joking, and little by little we moved away from the topic of our nudity. We hung out for a little. At some point, my mom said she was getting too hot and set up at the rim on the table, the tub. So now her cooch was basically eye level with my sister and I. Pop, my dick springs up. I really couldn't help it. She does this often, and it ain't new. She'll get too warm, come up to cool down, and then back in the water. She seemed to realize she was giving us a show and saying, "Oh shit, sorry," went back into the water. We all laughed about it. We were in the tub for about an hour and decided it was a good time to get to bed. I was the first one to get up. My extremely erect penis came out from the water and my sister said, "Ew, can you put that away, please?" My mom laughed and added, "Yeah, that's pretty intense. You gotta calm down." Grabbing my dick and fidgeting with it, which is something I almost always do when I'm naked, I said, "Sorry. I guess being in the hot tub with two naked girls can overwhelm my little guy. I have to talk to him." "I can't really blame him, but you gotta tell him to chill out next time," was the last thing my mom said before we all left. As we went inside, still naked, my mom asked my sister to come to her room real quick. I went over to the kitchen and made some coffee to warm up. It was weird to walk around the house naked with my mom there. When the coffee was ready, my sister came over. I heard Mom jumping in the shower. "What did Mom want?" I asked. My sister replied, "Oh, haha, she was just telling me she was in the mood and asking if We were still on a break. She wanted a jilling buddy. I told her we were. She was fine with it. We hung out in the kitchen for a little longer before going to bed. We took a shower together, which felt a little ballsy, but we figured Mom was busy doing her own thing. Sunday morning, my sister needed to work on a project for school, so she left around 9. Mom and I went out for brunch. Nothing too much to note, other than her telling me that Dad thought our new little escapade was really funny. I had a chance to call him, and the topic came up. We joked about it, but didn't really talk about it extensively. Your mom said something about it being really cold. You know how moms are. They come up with excuses for everything their kids fall short on, was the most detailed comment in the conversation. I obviously told him that mom was actually surprised I'd have a much bigger penis than my father. Believe it or not, that's not the weirdest conversation I've had with my dad. I've had the, oh, there's this rash that I don't know where it came from convo before. LOL. Like you haven't? In the evening, Mom left to visit Grandma. My sister and I had not really discussed what had happened the night before. I was curious about her thoughts. We were hanging out and I said something to the effect of, man, last night was pretty crazy. She just looked at me, laughed quietly to herself, and shook her head. What? I said, trying to gauge her opinion. She only said, you follow your little heart, man. Follow your little heart. We had pretty incredible sex that night. I'm sorry, I haven't been sharing so many horny details as of late. It feels like I'm brushing off a lot of the sex in my posts. Given that it happens fairly regularly now, I guess it's become a little harder to pick out which instances to describe at length and which ones to leave behind. And I suppose the same thing has happened with the emotional side of our relationship. Things are still great with my sister. With my mom gone almost every morning, we've had the space to have romantic moments. We are very much in a relationship. Whenever we run errands, we hold hands. We go out on little dates, cuddle watching movies. Even with Mom around, we've been finding the opportunities to connect with each other. I guess we just include my mom into them. Like we've been saying, I love you a lot more. So we just say it to Mom as well. It's not the way we say it without feeling it, but obviously it's a different type. My mom seems to appreciate it. Have you guys been talking about what will happen when you guys have to leave? Some of you have asked, well, what are you doing asking me to be a responsible individual and think of the future? I'm kidding. Of course. It's a pretty valid question. But please don't ever make me feel accountable for my actions again. I'm trying to deal with the consequences of my decisions the way I've done it. Ignoring them and making it future me's problem. So I guess we'll find out when he decides to do it. He's an idiot, though. So my faith is pretty limited. Dad's supposed to be coming home on the 22nd. My sister and I have set goals to have an idea of what we want to do by then. I'm supposed to leave the first week of January, either on the 3rd or 4th. I can't remember. All right, that'll be all for now. Be well, friends, and behave. So these last two posts were a little short, but I feel like there were developments in the relationship with his mom. And then he also led in to the insight into the relationship with his sister, which seems to be going smoothly, which is why he hasn't really shared anything. I feel like he's in like relationship bliss of like being, you know, in like a new relationship, which is all like butterflies and sunshine and rainbows and a little foreshadowing. So he's kind of focusing on his relationship with his mom and talking about that. But even the mom relationship is growing as well, which seems everything seems hunky-dory. Like these posts are a year old and there's still a story, so something must happen. There has to be ups and downs in every relationship. So that's it for now. I'm going to post these and I'm sure you guys will be happy about that. I'll post it tomorrow.